Part 1, Chapter 12, Gateway. New media can be defined by four characteristics simultaneously. They are media at the turn of the 20th and 21st centuries, which are both integrated and interactive, and use digital code and hypertext as technical means. It follows that their most common alternative names are multimedia, interactive media, and digital media. By using this definition, it is easy to identify media as old or new. For example, traditional television is integrated as it contains images, sound, and text, but it is not interactive or based on digital code. The plain old telephone was interactive, but not integrated, as it only transmitted speech and sounds and did not work with digital code. In contrast, the new medium of interactive television adds interactivity and digital code. Additionally, the new generations of mobile or fixed telephony are fully digitalized and integrated as they add text, pictures, or video, and they are connected to the Internet. Exercise 1. Adults provide feedback to children regarding the appropriateness of the ways they choose to express their emotions. Such feedback is offered through gestures, sounds, and words. For instance, when a baby's smile is greeted with the excited voice of the caregiver, the adult's tone serves as a social reward. If this happens often, the baby will smile more frequently. If the infant's smile is consistently ignored, his or her smiling behavior will decrease. Likewise, when Carmen giggles out loud at a funny cartoon, her teacher laughs along with her. However, when she laughs at another child who is struggling to recite a poem by heart, her teacher frowns slightly and shakes his head no. Exercise 2. Robert Zajonc argues that smiling causes facial muscles to increase the flow of air-cooled blood to the brain, a process that produces a pleasant state by lowering brain temperature. Conversely, frowning decreases blood flow, producing an unpleasant state by raising temperature. To demonstrate, Zajonc and his colleagues conducted a study in which they asked participants to repeat certain vowels 20 times each, including the sounds a, e, u, and the German vowel ü. In the meantime, temperature changes in the forehead were measured and participants reported on how they felt. As it turned out, a and e, sounds that cause people to imitate smiling, lowered forehead temperature and lifted mood, whereas u and ü, sounds that cause us to imitate frowning, increased temperature and darkened mood. In short, people need not infer how they feel. Rather, facial expressions give rise to physiological changes that produce an emotional experience. Exercise 3. Michelangelo created many masterpieces, mostly on a grand scale. When Pope Julius II asked Michelangelo to design a tomb for him, Michelangelo devised a design calling for 40 sculptures, only a few of which were completed before Pope Julius decided not to spend any more money. Instead, he asked Michelangelo to paint the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel in the Vatican. The chapel had a rounded ceiling high above the floor. Michelangelo was insulted at being asked to paint a ceiling, which was not considered a very prestigious assignment. He also did not know how he could paint a ceiling so far off the ground. However, the Pope insisted, and Michelangelo gave in. He built a high scaffold and lay on it to paint the wet ceiling plaster. He created 9 different sections on the ceiling, each telling a biblical story, including the creation of the world. Exercise 4. I propose that the reason people enjoy the book version of a story more than the film version is that each reader creates the details in his or her favorite scenes. The characters, the way they look, talk, dress, and everything else in the story are guided by the writer, but are constructed by the reader according to his or her individual tastes. Here, in effect, the reader also becomes the director and the producer and fixes everything to his or her liking. When a director converts the story into a film, however, All these rights are taken from the reader, and everything is constructed according to the taste of people other than the reader. The more these details are solidified in a certain way, the more the artist invades the audience's domain and confines the reader's imagination to what is presented to them by others. Thus, the art, the artist, and the audience lose out.